As we continue, there are other news stories other than the obvious one at the White House Correspondents Association dinner Saturday. Haven't seen this slug going into court yet. It says, at least here on Fox and on CNN, they say suspect in court soon, but we don't have anything yet. But what we do have is our friend and freelance journalist born in Israel, served in the Israeli military, has reported to us live from Israel and hopefully back home right now, Daron Levin.
Back home.
I got to tell you, Daron, we only have so much headspace and capacity. So when there are so many stories out there, we kind of sometimes forget about the other major stories that are ongoing, and this is one of them.
Now, Paul, right now it's kind of an impasse in Iran, and we've been seeing for the last couple of days missiles flying in southern Lebanon as well, and the United States and Israel have been really working together to try to solve this problem, which is not just a problem for Israel, not just a problem for the United States, it's a problem for the world. The president has said he doesn't want another North Korea. He's been talking consistently about Iran for 20 years, and it's something that we have all followed for the last nearly 50 years since the takeover of our embassy in 1979 and the fall of the Shah. And finally, this has come to a head. I think the president is correct when he says, look, the can's been kicked down the road. We're not going to kick it any further down the road. And the Iranians love to negotiate and they love to delay, but I don't think that this will go on for too much longer. We saw this weekend that our two negotiators, Witkoff and Kushner, basically were told to stand down and not fly to Pakistan. And the president has said, look, they've got a telephone. If they want to use it, they can use it. We'll talk, but we're not going to chase them.
Well, and I think that was probably a very wise move. These are 16, 17, 18-hour flights that cost us, frankly, in the end, hundreds of millions of dollars to just go and be played by these morons. And so why should we keep doing that? There is a telephone. Use it. Instead, these guys are now loving that they are, and this is worrisome, frankly, they're leaning into choosing a relationship with Russia and or China and or North Korea to, again, put us in a bad spot. And that does worry me a little bit.
Well, I think we've got actually much more leverage than is obvious. We control the Straits of Hormuz. Without the Straits of Hormuz, not only is Iran unable to get revenue from any of its own oil, that it's also unable to ship oil to countries that need it badly, such as China. And this is going to just hurt more and more, and the leverage is going to get greater if we're patient. And we have to be patient, because in any negotiation, they always say that the patient one usually ends up being in a better spot, and we will be in a better spot if we're patient, because the government of Iran is really not in great shape right now, economically, physically, and it really needs to make a deal with the United States, and so we should just put on a brave face and do what we need to do and wait until we get a better deal from them.
You do not appear to be as worried as I am about these love affairs now being shown and shared with Russia, China, North Korea, et cetera.
I think actually it works in some ways to the United States' advantage. First of all, Iran, don't forget, this is a country of 90 million people. Many of the intelligentsia, many of the people who can't stand the regime have already left. So it's a regime that really needs to change its mind about a lot of things. And if they can look out and prefer China or North Korea or Russia to the United States as an ally and as a friend, then this is something that they're going to learn the hard way is not going to be to their advantage, because this is a Shiite Islamic country. And if you go to a place like China where the Uyghurs have been repressed, or you go to a place like Russia, where Islamic minorities have been repressed there, You'll find not too friendly a place, Paul W. So I think that they'd be very, very smart if they eventually understand that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, is really not their future.
Fascinatingly, the president told journalists Saturday that within 10 minutes of him canceling the Witkoff and Kushner trip, Iran sent a much better proposal. So it's he seems to be playing this all right.
Well, look, you could say a lot of things about Donald Trump, but I wouldn't really want to be negotiating against him.
Good point. Very good point. Both sides continue the military threats and the saber rattling, with Iran's Joint Military Command warning that, quote, if the U.S. continues its aggressive military actions, including naval blockades, it will face a strong response. And this president has basically said, okay, if that's what you'd like, understand that we will respond, and our response will be way better than anything you can do. So it'll be fascinating.
The U.S. has been very successful so far degrading Iranian military. They basically don't have an air defense system. We did take out their ability to enrich uranium. It's not completely over yet, but the real threat was the creation of an atomic weapon and the ballistic missiles to deliver those weapons first to Israel, eventually to Europe, and then to the United States, has been so far degraded that we have to make sure now that it doesn't get started again, and they will try to start it again if we back off.
I think as soon as we gave them a two-week reprieve, it started again. Sadly, that's just the way I think about these guys. Doron Levin, freelance journalist extraordinaire, born in Israel, served in the Israeli military, always an American, and always checking in with us. We appreciate it, Doron. Thanks much.
And I appreciate you. Thanks so much, Paul W.
We continue in focus on WJR at 142.